Well, it's Wednesday, February 17th, and I just want to do a quick update on breaking news that the CDC just announced. As some of you will recall, I've been monitoring the UK variant B.1.1.7 for the acquisition of vaccine resistance via E484K. And it's happening with increasing frequency in the UK. Initially, it was in England, and then it was also seen in Wales, and then it was also seen in Scotland, and then it was seen in the Netherlands, and then it was seen in Taiwan. The reason this is of interest is this is what is one of the primary reasons why there's vaccine resistance in the South African and Brazilian variants. Both have the E484K. There's a history of that leading to vaccine resistance. Changing it, the E to an A is the escape mutant that got away from the Regeneron monoclonal antibody that was directed at the receptor binding domain. And so the concern is if that shows up on the UK variant, that all three of the major variants will have that same mutation and all will be fairly resistant to all of the current vaccines. That is the main reason that both Pfizer and Moderna are making a booster that's probably going to be directed against the South African sequence, which does have E484K. The announcement was that the first such case, which is the B.1.1.7 with E484K, was just identified in the United States. They didn't give the state, and I haven't been able to find it yet. But that is concerning because, like I say, it shows up multiple times a day in the sequences that are coming from the UK. I, in fact, was just getting ready to label three new ones in Wales that happened this morning. When the CDC update came on, I listened to it, and they talked about how many variants there were in the U.S., which is was updated in the CDC site last night. I think it's 1117 or something. It's well over 1,000 anyway, and they did mention that in addition to that many variants, actually the total for B.1.1.7 is 1,277. That's the new total as of last night, and that's what they cited for B.1.1.7. There were 1,277, including one that had E484K. So that is the update. The worry is that that will become increasingly common as more people either are infected and therefore have immunity from the infection or get vaccinated and have immunity from the vaccine. Then a virus that has that mutation will have a lot of selection pressure for that change to emerge because it'll be resistant to people that have already been infected and or people who have been vaccinated. That change allowed both the South African and Brazilian variants to arise in their original countries, which have both undergone fairly large outbreaks, and a high percentage of the population had immunity. And under those circumstances, these two variants arose and reinfected people who had already been infected with the earlier versions that did not, that had E at position 484. So it is starting to appear in the U.S. As I've said before, most of these variants are being identified with this S dropout method, or SGTF. It's the same approach, two names. They basically are using a PCR test that is targeted for three different genes, and the one for the S gene gives a negative because the primer is directed at the area that gets deleted in the variant. So the variant gives two strong signals upstream and downstream from the S gene. It gives a negative of the S gene, and those are targeted for sequencing. That would not affect this E484K. So that would also show up on the targeted assay. It would still give a negative for the S, and the sequencing would show that the E had changed to a K. The E actually changes to several different letters in the UK. It's changed to a A, it's changed to a R, it's changed to a Q, it's changed to a G. The fact that so many different changes have been identified is further evidence that it is an important position, and the virus has developed multiple ways to evade this immunodominant region, which hosts usually target to inactivate or to neutralize the virus, because it's in the receptor binding domain and the virus has to attach to the ACE2 receptor. If there's an antibody sitting there, that gets in the way and it prevents the virus from getting in the cell. So in any event, that is the new information, and that is concerning.